Your Thanksgiving holiday is over, and thanks to good weather, fall field work is done. Or is it? Stay tuned as I describe some ways to get a jump on next year's challenges and opportunities.
Good Saturday morning. Here is our Forage Focus with the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
I'm great at procrastinating, but when it comes to pasture and hay fields, I've learned that problem prevention and advanced preparation is the only way to make significant progress. So today, I'm giving you a laundry list of actions you can still take this fall to make your forage production better next year. Let's begin with weeds. Many alfalfa fields are contaminated with mustards, pennycress, cheatgrass, and downy brome every spring. This doesn't have to happen. Before the ground freezes, spray Sencor, Velpar, Cinbar, or Carmex, and these weeds won't be there next spring. Similarly, you can avoid letting warm season grass pastures get overrun by cool season grasses and weeds by spraying glyphosate or Plateau now while these invaders are still green for cleaner pastures next summer. Speaking of pasture, is nitrogen fertilizer getting too expensive? Adding clovers or alfalfa to your grass can eliminate your need for any nitrogen fertilizer. Prepare for making this addition by grazing one of your pastures to the bone this fall to open it up for adding legume seeds early next spring and slow down its spring growth rate. Finally, pull soil samples, especially from hay fields but also from some of your pastures, and get them tested this fall. Then use the test results to order fertilizer and maybe even apply it yet this fall if weather conditions still permit. Don't be a procrastinator. Act now to reduce hay and pasture problems next year and improve your forage production.
And we'll take a look at those area hay prices right after this.